Yes, Mom, what happened? I'm Fatima. I'm here to tell you about how to only the name of a song. There's only the name of a song belonging to a tribe called the Hashira. They were known to be great warriors and were very brave. After the death of Hazrat Fatima Zahra al-Salam, Imam Ali al-Salam wanted to marry a woman that belonged to a great tribe. Imam Ali al-Salam's brother, Hazrat Muhammad al-Salam, knew a person that belonged to a great tribe and was looking for Imam Ali al-Salam. Her name was Fatima bint Hazm al-Salam. The wedding took place soon after. Before Imam Ali al-Salam and Hazrat Umar bin Ali al-Salam were married, Prophet Muhammad s.a.w. had told Imam Ali that he would have a very great son that would help Imam Hussein al-Salam on the battlefield of Karbala. Since then, Imam Ali al-Salam had been waiting for this son named Hazrat Abbas al-Salam. When Hazrat Umar bin Ali al-Salam came to the house of Imam Ali al-Salam, she knew Bibi Fatima al-Salam had once lived in the house. She served Imam Ali day and night. She promised herself that she would become the slave of children of Imam Ali al-Salam. The meaning of her name, Umar bin Ali, is mother of sons. All of the sons died while fighting for Imam Hussein al-Islam. After their death, she told people not to call her Hazrat Umar bin Ali. On Tenth Muharram, the day Imam Hussein al-Islam and his followers died, she started crying, "Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein." After the death of Imam Hussein al-Islam and Hazrat Abbas al-Islam, she told ladies to come in her house and she told them the story of Imam Hussein in Karbala. This was one of the first madrasas. She used to visit regularly the mosque and Medina and read Noahs. Everyone who heard her started crying with her. Hazrat Umar bin Ali al-Islam died on 13th Jumad al-Thani and was buried in Jannat al-Baqi Cemetery in the holy city of Medina.